all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Good day. I'm Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today here on Veterans Radio, and thanks for joining us. We've got some interesting stories for you. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web, veteransradio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. And finally, PuroClean. PuroClean is the paramedics of property damage. It provides water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold removal, biohazard cleanup. It also has a focus on veteran franchisees. You can learn more about them by going to puroclean.com. Welcome, I am Jim Fossone, and this is Veteran Radio's Spotlight on National Veteran Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC, which is a nonprofit. It's the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses, really of all sizes. It was established in 2013. It addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses for use in the commercial or corporate marketplace, as well as the government contracting. NVBDC administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities seeking to utilize certified veteran-owned businesses. And we want to welcome to Veterans Radio Douglas Heath. He's the president of Bravia Services, who is veteran-owned, and we're going to talk a little bit about him, the business, and the certification. Doug, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we always like talking to business owners who have continued to advance their professional goals. Bravia is designed, if you will, to support a variety of pathways because you're in the recruiting and staffing business. Tell us a little bit about Bravia.
Yeah, so you know, I always say it's important for me when I talk about Bravia Services to also talk about why I started it. So I was a partner in a company, along the ways, even then, I was volunteering and helping veterans. I actually won the 2017 Patriot Award and the 2019 Above and Beyond Award from ESGR. That stands for Employer Supports for Guard and Reserves. And it was something that, you know, I got a lot of value out of personally. And I decided with my wife's support to sell my equity in that business and start Bravia Services, really just to help veterans, guys and girls coming off of either active duty or deployment, help them find jobs. And initially I was going to set it up as a not-for-profit, but you can't get certified as a not-for-profit. So we are a certified company through the NVBDC and the SBA. And we have three verticals to our company, or three pillars, like we say. You mentioned staffing, consulting services, and that was really my background. I'm an engineer, and I worked as an engineer first, and then I got into consulting, and I did consulting for about 25 years. But a lot of veterans come out, and, you know, as a veteran, you're used to working with your hands maybe a little bit more. And, you know, I found that there was a lot of roles in kind of construction field. So I actually acquired two small construction companies to form our second pillar. So our first pillar is that staffing consulting. our second pillar, which is construction. And again, keep in mind that our goal is to help veterans, service-disabled veterans, their families, and disabled people find jobs. And then along the way, I had clients because of my background in consulting and whatnot. And my background was really supporting Fortune 500 companies. I had negotiated a lot of contracts. I had people reach out to me, said, hey, can you just help me negotiate this contract, or what would you do here? And I was just doing it as favors to people. And some of my clients said, hey, I don't want you to just as a favor. I want to pay you. I want to make this, I want to make it worth your time. And so it kind of just grew organically. And it's our third pillar, what we call procurement services, where we help people source either hard to find parts, or a lot of it is safety products. And a lot of it's safety products, honestly, on construction sites and manufacturing facilities and stuff like that. But it's also our software. I mean, we're actually sourcing a lot of software for different states and stuff like that. So our three pillars are really consulting and staffing, construction and engineering services, and then procurement services.
Now, what year did you start Bravia Services?
We started in 2023. So we're 3 years old, basically.
And at what point, Doug, I mean, you had obviously had this, hey, I want to help veterans, there's an underserved niche. I can relate to these guys because of my time in the Ohio Air National Guard, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But at what point did you say, I really need to be a certified veteran-owned business?
That's a great question. Pretty early on. Having worked as a consultant, like I said, for 25, 30 years, and working with a lot of Fortune 500 companies, they're all busy, right? Everybody's busy. Nobody has time. And what the NVBDC does for, corporate America, for companies in general, is it gives them an easy button, right? They know if you're certified that you're legit. The NVBDC goes through a pretty rigorous process to make sure that you're real. I mean, the Department of Defense has a definition of a veteran, and the NVBDC follows it to the letter. So companies know that if you carry that certification, that they are working for a veteran-owned business, not just the front, right? They know that you're certified, you're running the business, you're active in the business, you have control of the business. So I recognized pretty early on that this would really be an important thing for me to get.
And it is a rigorous process. There's some time, resources, cost associated with it. From your viewpoint, has it been worth the effort that you had to put into it to get to the certification level?
100%. I wouldn't even hesitate to say yes. One, the people at the NVBDC are great. Every single one of them. I've been fortunate to be on panels with them and talk to them. They make it about as easy as you can. It's not easy. I'll be the first to admit paperwork is not really one of my strengths, but, they make it about as easy as you can while also holding you accountable. But I will tell you, like I said, some companies more than others, but a lot of companies want to work with veteran-owned businesses for a variety of reasons. And if you have the certification, they know that they're working with a veteran-owned business that's controlled by the veteran and run by the veteran.
As you said, that's kind of the easy button. That's really interesting. It's a great way to phrase it.
Yeah, that's the phrase I've kind of used that now, the easy button. I like to be, we're an easy button, not just the fact that we're certified, but you got to be easy to work with too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the NVBDC is great. Well, they really are great.
Let me back up a little bit because I mentioned it, but we haven't talked about it. You were a member of the Ohio Air National Guard for 6 years and an IRR for a couple of years. How'd a nice kid like you end up in the Ohio Air National Guard? Tell us about what you did there.
Well, that's a funny question because I actually come from a family of military. My dad was Army. I'm the youngest of six kids. My sister was the oldest, and I had five brothers. And three of my brothers were all in the Army National Guard. And I'm the youngest. So I like to say, and I joined the Air Force, right? The Air National Guard. I like to say we got smarter as we got younger.
and your brothers probably agree with you.
but all joking aside, the truth is, you know, my parents, being the youngest of six kids, you know, they could get us through high school. And if we wanted to go to college, you know, we had to pay for it ourselves. And, you know, I tried to go to college. That's the truth. And I dropped out. And, you know, it's funny because my kids sometimes say, Dan, why do you tell people you dropped out of college? And I say, well, I did, you know. And
well, you know, that's one of those things where it's really important to pass lessons along, right? Just because you went through that phase where college wasn't the thing at that time.
Yeah.
You found a way back to it, became a practicing exactly. engineer, now running this successful business. You went into the Guard a little bit to get, I suspect, to get some dollars for education.
Exactly. So, and I dropped out of college, joined the NASA. I was working at the fish department for a pet store, before, and I said, nothing wrong with that, but I didn't want that to be my career. And, I joined the National Guard really to help me pay for college. And, you know, I like to say people join the military for a lot of reasons. Some people, that's their calling and they do it right away. You know, like I said, I did it, you know, to help me get through college. But once you're in there, you realize there's more to it. There's camaraderie. There's, you know, your peers, your friends, the people you meet in there and the calling. And you realize there's a lot more to it than why you enlist sometimes. So, you know, the same recruiter that recruited all my brothers to the Army was recruiting me. And at the last minute, I changed my mind. And it was funny because he said to my dad, he said, tell your son to sign the contract and, you know, we can celebrate. My dad said, well, this is his decision. And you got to understand, I'm the youngest of four boys. And that was the last thing he should have said to me, because the last thing I want to do is walk in their footsteps anymore. So I threw the pen down on the contract and called the Air Force and signed up without reading the job description. so it's kind of a funny story.
There often is a little twist in how one gets into the military. I've had all kinds of stories, including mothers who have called recruiters and said, you come get my kid because he needs this.
you know what? I needed it too. In hindsight, it was probably one of the best things I ever did. Because it really got me separation from the life I was living. And it gave me, I spent a year on active duty. And then, you know, I got deployed a couple times. I did get deployed to the Middle East during the first Gulf War. But, you know, that separation, that time to really focus and say, hey, what do I really want to do and kind of get my act together? I can tell you for certain, I was a different person and a different student having spent that time on active duty and coming back. I was on a mission then. And then it helped. I used the GI Bill to pay for my college. And, you know, I was by that point in time, because I went to college and then I dropped out and I worked for about a year and then I was in active duty for a year and whatnot. I was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years older than a lot of my peers in college. So I was a little older than them. But I was a different student. I was focused. So it really helped me a lot. So I would recommend it. My dad, you know, like I said, I had three brothers and my dad was Army. So, you know, it was kind of something I had in the back of my mind anyway.
Yeah.
But it really helped me. So,
and talk to us a little bit about, because I think this is interesting from a business owner's perspective. What'd you learn in the service that you still apply today? And why do you look at employing and helping veterans find jobs today?
Yeah. I guess it was kind of already there, but maybe reinforced that you get up and go to work every day, you know, whether you're tired, whether you're, you know, you got work to do, you get up and you do it. Right. And you support each other. I'm big into teamwork, you know, and you kind of learn all that in the military. You know, you don't get anything accomplished alone. You're not going to build a business alone. I think that really helped. And, you know, that drive, that focus, that commitment, you know, you kind of, you know, I hit a spot where it was tough and then I got direction and I realized, hey, you know, if I really put my mind to something, I really get up and go to work every day and get a little bit better every day. You know, we can accomplish a lot.
One of the things you quietly get in the service, because you get a lot of responsibility for a young person, is confidence.
Yeah.
Where you think there's no way I can do this. And then you look back and say, hey, my team and I, we got this done.
Well, and even basic training, you know, the first couple of weeks in basic training, like, what did I get myself into?
I should have joined the Army.
And then you come out and you're like, hey, you know what? I got through that, you know, and then, you know, you get deployed and you say, hey, you know what? I got through that. So there's definitely that confidence in the support of your friends and the support you give them and the support of the mission, you know, all of that stuff, you know, kind of gets rooted in your gut a little bit and. You know, it gives you that, hey, I know I can do this. I just got to go do it. You know?
Yeah, some of that is you look back and say, well, this doesn't suck as much as that last thing I did, you know, when I was in service sucked. Yeah. And that's an important, that's kind of the part of that confidence and keeping going. I want to come back, though, to tell us a little bit more about Bravia Services, the staffing and consulting silo, if you will, And again, why is it important to focus in on veterans in this area?
Well, first of all, you know, the staffing, I did that for a long time. So I know the industry and what I was doing when I was volunteering, you know, with ESGR was I was helping guys and girls that were coming off active duty. Some of them had never written a resume. You know, I like to tell a story that I met a guy, he is married, had a wife, two kids, and he was working at a gas station. He was a network engineer in the Navy with a secret security clearance. And I met him, I said, why are you working at a gas station? You know? And he said, well, I can't get a job. And I said, what do you mean you can't get a job? You're a network engineer with a top secret or really? Secret security really? Clearance.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And he had never written. So I helped him write his resume. I said, dude, I can get you a job in 2 weeks. This is crazy. And, you know, 2-3 weeks later, he got an interview and he got a job. It's, you know, one of the big government contractors, but he was making, you know, 80 grand a year with full health insurance. And he said, man, this changed my life. You know, this is amazing. I can't believe this. And, you know, I liked that a lot. Like, I was like, this is something I want to do.
That's the motivator, isn't it? That's, I mean, a lot of people think, oh, business owners are just in it for the money, but you're really in it for that adrenaline shot you got when the guy says to you, I got the job and it's changed my life.
Yeah, you know, he didn't even work for me. You know, we do staffing. So, you know, we hire people and we put them out at customer sites. This is one I just try and help people find jobs. And I really believe in karma. What comes around goes around, you know. I just got him a job. I said, man, I can get it. There's no way. You just got nowhere. Let's put a resume together. Let's get. So, you know, if you look at what we do, all of them involve people, right? Staffing, consulting, construction, and procurement. They're all involve people working. And I know I can help them all find jobs, good jobs. And I like that a lot. So, you know, I say if we focus on the mission, which that's our mission. And I always say too, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this again. You know, a lot of times the military families pay the price too. So that's why I throw them in, like military brats. So if you look at the leadership team of Bravia Services, they're all military brats, you know, and a lot of the folks we hire, they all are. And so, you know, I think that you find that they kind of like it too. So everybody's kind of got a little bit, if you will, they get after a little harder because, you know, that's part of our mission, you know.
Well, and we're talking to Doug Heath, who's president of Bravia Services. And you can find more about Bravia Services by going to braviaservices.com. B-R-A-V-I-A services.com. Doug, you mentioned earlier you got three daughters.
I do.
If they came to you and said, Dad, I'm going to follow the family path and go into the military, what's Mom and Dad going to say?
I would tell them to do it. My wife might not. but, you know, like I said, it helped me a ton. Now I don't think my kids need the help quite as much as I did. And maybe that's just me, you know.
Well, we're not drawing any conclusions between boys and girls here.
No, I don't mean boys and girls. I mean, because I needed probably that break and that focus. My kids are a little more focused and probably a little better students and a little more driven than I was coming out of high school. But you know, I don't know how I could say no to anybody because it's helped me so much, right? It really set that foundation for me. You know, like I said, I dropped out of college. I spent a year working at a pet store and I said, hey, and then when I went in the military and got that foundation and got that kind of base to grow from, if you look at my life and kind of where it's gone, it was a pivotal point. So I don't know how I wouldn't be, it would be remiss for me to say otherwise. You know what I mean?
There's a
lot. I would never discourage anybody. Matter of fact, I've encouraged a lot of my friends because, you know, I've been in the employment world, let's say, for the last 25, 30 years. And I get a lot of people asking me, hey, what do you think my son should do? This, that, the other thing. I tell them all if they're unsure. Military and the National Guard and the Reserves are a great place to go.
You get great experiences. You get some benefits like the GI Bill. You meet all kinds of people and learn how to work with all kinds of people. Yeah, there's a lot of advantages. I want to back you up, though, to one of the columns of Bravia Services on construction, because it's sort of interesting. You said, I bought a couple of small construction companies to fold in here, and I started putting people to work in the construction field. Expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm from Cincinnati. I went to the University of Cincinnati as an engineer, but I've lived in Indianapolis, for the last 26 years. So I acquired a small business out of Cincinnati and one here in Indianapolis. So we have an office in both places. The one in Cincinnati is more engineering focused, and we do we have some unique services there. We are the only UL certified, which is lightning protection certified company in Indiana. So and that's becoming really a big deal because, you know, federal buildings and, you know, every company, it's not the building anymore. It's what's inside the building that clients are worried about. And I was very fortunate when I acquired the company. I didn't realize the value of that, but it's really something that's differentiating us because, you know, clients need that certification. And then the one here in Indiana, we're more like owner's reps, general contractors. We've got a big safety. We call it safety as a service. So we got about 25 safety resources that are on sites at different customers, you know, providing safety across the board. We do training, we do consulting, we do auditing, and then we have safety resources just out there managing the safety practices of our customers. And, you know, the person who runs that whole program for me is an ex-Marine. So I guess once a Marine, always a Marine. So he is a Marine.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, and I think that helps because he runs it like a Marine. Right. So it's very well run. And, you know, I think all that kind of rolls up together. And, you know, we train a lot of people. We've hired 5 people that had zero safety experience and we trained them and they're working for us now. So it's great. I love that.
Well, again, there's a lot of value in being a business owner. You get a lot of satisfaction beyond the dollars, as you say, helping people get jobs, training them up for jobs that they didn't know they could do, working with the team. Let's go back. It sounds like you've been able to use the veteran certification from NVBDC a little bit with both staffing and consulting and construction, where clients or customers look at you and go, I want to work with that guy if he can actually do the job. So do you see the certification as sort of opening up the door, but you still have to prove yourself up, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yes and yes. Yes, it opens the door, and yes, you still have to prove yourself. I mean, you know, I mean, I would be remiss if I can mention a couple customers that just gave us a chance, you know, like in the staffing space. AGS, Kelly, Guidant, and Tyler Tech are companies that, you know, right out of the gate when they found out we were a veteran-owned business, they said, hey, yeah, I'm interested in talking to you guys. Let's see what you got, right? And that was because of that certification, that NVBDC certification, that they said, hey, okay, we know you are a veteran-owned business, like I said earlier, that easy button. We got you there. Now tell us what you can do, and do you really, you know, can you do this? And it just opened the door to have that conversation. So it definitely helped. In construction, you know, a really great partner of ours is Johnson Controls. You know, they met with us and they wanted to talk to us about, you know, what we can do supporting them and some of their customers with all of their products. And that's where that procurement even comes in, because we can help scope out and resell some of their products. But they've been great, and we've signed a national partnership agreement with them because, you know, resources is the hardest thing to find, even in construction. And we can find those resources with our recruiting engine, and they've been great to partner with. And you know, Gaylor Electric, Upchurch Services, some of these customers have been fantastic that gave us a chance, right? I like to say to everybody, you know, you got it when you're starting a business, and even when you're running a business, and even if you're a big business, you got to get a chance. And it's companies like I mentioned that just gave us a chance. And then, you know, we got in there and we work hard, right? And we're trustworthy, we're honest, and, you know, we're really doing it for the right reasons. I mean, I just had a client call me and say, hey, we really like your guy. Can we hire him? And I said, absolutely hire him. And he said, boy, that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, that was easy. I expected to be like, I said, no, my goal is to get these folks jobs. I said, they'll call me back if I can help them in the future. Don't worry about it. And he said, you know what? And I got something else I can work with you guys on. I don't want to take, I said, call me if you need us. We're here. And he pretty much gave me work right away because of that. There's a company called Mead Electric up in Wisconsin. So, you know, those companies, you know, they gave us a chance, and it was that certification, you know, that helped, that easy button. Okay. We know you're legit. We don't have to worry about that. Right. Cause, you know, companies are worried about that. They know that, I think, and I don't remember all the criteria, it's got to be 51% owned and it's got to be run by the veteran. The NBBDC takes care of all of that for these customers. Right. So, it definitely helped.
Well, I really appreciate Doug Heath, president of Bravia Services, you taking some time with us today to talk about your business, your certification, your business philosophy of wanting to help people get their, and veterans in particular, get that good job. Doug, thanks for your time today. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. Anything I can do to help, you know, the NVBDC and just veterans in general across the country and service-disabled veterans, you know, I'm here anytime to help. So anything I can do in the future, anybody that owns a business out there, thinking about starting a business and just want to contact me, I'm happy to help. I do it anyway. So love to help.
Thanks, Doug. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org. We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, Legal Help for Veterans, a veterans disability law firm and with a national practice before the VA, can help you on your claims and your appeals. It can be reached at legalhelpforveterans.com or 1-800-693-4800. And PuroClean, a leader in property emergency services. It's the paramedics of property damage, providing water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold and biohazard cleanups. You can reach them at PuroClean.com or 800-775-7876. We also want to thank our local sponsors. This would include the Charles S. Kettles Chapter of the Vietnam Veterans of America, that's Chapter 310, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423, the American Legion Irwin Preskin Post 46 in Ann Arbor as well, the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System, and certainly the National Vietnam Veterans of America Association. You can be a sponsor by going to veteransradio.org, clicking on the About Us and our sponsors, and help us out. Keep this program alive for the 21 and 22 years. Keep us going for another 20. Thank you.